This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. We're going to talk a little cats with some cat talk later on with Jameson Olive from Panthers.com, host and reporter for Panthers.com.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
The Territory Talk Podcast.
Yep. Yep. I've seen that recorded before.
Have you?
When I was waiting for Bob.
In person. Were you cheering him on?
Woo! I was like, I was like, oh, well, kind of like what you guys got there. You know me. I'm always like, what kind of equipment you got?
Oh, yeah. You're a technology guy.
I'm like, what do you got there?
And, yeah. You know, what did they have?
It was one of those pod-ins. It was like a short recorder, but it had like four inputs for like that. And I was like, oh, that's good.
That is good.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
That's two guests.
Yeah. Two guests.
Wow.
It actually could have four because it was him. Yeah. It was Doug Plagans.
Yep.
And then who the hell was that guy? It was, this is going to bother me now. Yevgeny Dadonov. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Yevgeny Dadonov.
Yeah.
You give me a million chances. I wouldn't have suggested that name.
I'm telling you, this dude is awesome with
spell Yevgeny.
Words with foreign names and stuff like that.
Yevgeny.
He was good. I liked him as a Panther.
Dadonov.
Had a good run. Solid cats run. Yevgeny Dadonov. Oof. Headlines.
How do you even spell that?
Yevgeny Dadonov. Very Russian. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sported, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. First question out of the gate is for Jameson is going to be, what do you remember about Yevgeny Dadonov?
You would do that to me more.
Heat win last night, 106-90. Bam Adebayo set the all-time franchise record for double-doubles in the first half with Ronnie Cicely in the building. 19 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 block for Bam. Pella Larsson.
Yeah.
He had a career-high 16 points. He got to play because the Heat ran out of players.
Yes.
No Khalil Ware yesterday. No Davion Mitchell. And no Andrew Wiggins and no Jaime Jaquez, and Nico's been out with the hand fracture. So they were down to 9 guys. Kevin Love was tired after 3 minutes.
Hey, it says our Twitch Love is offline.
Fix it, JFig.
I don't have that.
Huh?
Look.
I don't know.
Come see.
But people are arriving in our show. In the middle of a show. I don't know. Everyone's commenting on it just fine.
We're on fine, dude.
Leroy.
Minus one.
Leroy.
Minus one.
For speed bump.
He had to refresh it.
He'll be back at it tomorrow against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, well, at least, again, Niang's not on team anymore. Do they have to play the Hawks anymore?
Leroy cannot watch that game, if so.
I think they might have one more Hawks game, but I'll double check for you.
After Easter?
I'm not sure.
Because I can't promise you nothing with Niang.
Leroy, I want you to know also, when you're alone watching these games, the Lord is still watching.
God's still watching. It's not just us. That's why I'm going to check in with Big Spoon. Like,
he's like, well, if no one's around, then I can get
Unfortunately, Leroy, you might want to find something else to do on March 27th.
Oh, no.
Snitchy Mouse.
You know, we should get him tickets for that game.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Keep a camera on him.
That would be so good.
Hey, Lorenzo, can we get tickets to the 27th? Is there any shot? Just next to the Hawks bench, if possible.
Yeah, don't ask anybody in this building for tickets.
Mic'd up. Oh, my goodness. Look at traffic.
Oh, yeah. That's brutal.
Well, that's because there's somebody belly busted, belly landing in Pembroke Pines.
Jeez, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's a palmetto.
Oh, boy.
That's always the palmetto.
The New York State Athletic Commission said it had technical issues, and that is the reason why. What is that?
Motorcycle.
Yeesh. That's not a body. That's a motorcycle.
It's a bike.
I thought you said a body.
No, it's a bike.
The New York State Athletic Commission said in a statement to ESPN, it is reviewing the matter involving Saturday's Gervonta Davis-Lamont Roach title fight. It said it had technical issues that did not allow it to go to review on the ninth round when Tank Davis took a knee. So
what?
Yeah.
What technical
but
issues?
But he didn't, I saw it. He didn't look like he took a knee because he was hurt.
Well, he didn't take a knee because he was hurt. He took a knee because he said he couldn't see.
Right.
That's what he says.
That's what he said.
He didn't see.
But he said that he got grease in his eyes from his hairstylist the other day.
That's not what his hairstylist said.
Came out and said.
Mm-hmm. What did the hairstylist say, Marcos? Mm-hmm.
There are tweets from the hairstylist. We got receipts, dude. Anytime anyone's going to question your work and use it as a reason why you lost or potentially lost a championship bout, this is from the hairstylist herself via her Instagram. I did his hair Wednesday. It's Saturday. He did press, gym, and weigh in. That's no excuse. How much grease did I use? Like, at this point, we have more from that. This is the grease in question, which also happens to say no grease on the side of the can there. And then the final one is a final shot. Take a look around. Do you see an overload of grease anywhere?
Nope. That's you can tell.
Here's the thing that's interesting.
She did a great job.
Here's the thing that's interesting about that, though, is the hairstylist, because I've seen some responses, and I don't really know the answer.
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be like doctor-patient confidentiality when it comes to your hair?
Okay. Not when you throw me under the bus, though.
Yeah, but like, come on. Like,
really? Wait, really?
You think anybody's not going to go? How many, like,
for
just
hair?
Respectfully, how many boxers are going to her being like, I can't use her because, you know, she...
No, but she's using him to get business.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shouldn't you, you know...
She's
trying to protect her business.
He put her out there.
Yeah.
Did he?
He blamed her.
He's blaming her.
It's so greasy, Kim.
And then she put the product she put in his hair, no grease.
You think he'll use her again?
Yeah.
No, she's
I don't think so.
He's going to pay her extra.
Well, you know, money fixes everything. But other than that, no way. No, you can't. This is bad for business.
I have a bunch of friends that have come to me and said, hey, sorry, man, I had to throw you under the bus.
What?
Take the L for me. All right.
You better not do that during Lent.
What?
Like, if you fat shame around Fonz, don't be like, hey, lie.
I'm asking Snitchy Mouse.
She will rat you out. She will rat you out. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
15 minutes.
What's that today, Marcos? That's 7 for 7 on them being late.
7 for 7.
Wow.
No. I've been here.
It was incredible. You were here earlier than anybody. You were still late to the show.
That's not true. I was here.
Who was she training?
You started the stream late today by 5 minutes.
Your battery's low.
Yeah, and you started the stream late by 5 minutes today.
True. What is Shmi thinking to do for those 5 minutes?
Looking like it was live.
So every time I fat shame, should I do the Pinocchio nose?
If you want to, dude, I don't have any. I'm not like JFig looking for extra blood and looking for other reamers to get you. Like I said, I feel like you're
I can't count on these two. They just said I was doing stretches on the ground and Marco said somebody get his life alert.
That's a point.
And you came in and said, hey.
You know who's not stretching like that.
You know who's not stretching like that. Right. So, like, yeah. So, question. Is it worse for me or worse for my supposedly friends who are trying to get me to bite the apple?
I'm not Eve, dude. I'm not the snake.
Yeah, but you are leading me down. Instead of supporting me and trying to help me,
we're trying to make
you're like
sure.
throwing chum in the water.
What do you want me to be? Your fat shaming sponsor? That's like a bottle of beer being the sponsor for an alcoholic.
What?
I said me being the fat shaming sponsor for you. Like, if I'm to guide you along, it would be like the bottle of beer being the sponsor for the alcoholic. Like, a fat, I can't be the fat shaming sponsor. Like your number one target.
That's true.
He almost spit out his coffee.
That's true.
Oh my goodness. He's not making it.
How long does this last? He's gonna have trouble.
You know how long it lasts.
Should I probably give up something else as a side for Lynn?
Yeah, shaming in general.
No.
See, that's classic Fig.
Yeah.
Classic Fig.
Right.
I'm trying to make you be a better person.
She's a goalpost mover.
She is, wow. Dude. She is a goalpost mover. If we gave her a referee outfit, the chain gang would always just be like, whoop, nope, just shy by a nose.
Almost there.
Fifteen minutes of heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Let's hear the cool moment last night on FanDuel Sports Sun. Eric Reed, John Crotty had Ronnie Cicely in the booth when Bam Adebayo broke his double-double record. Do you have this for us, Frog Boy?
Ronnie, your record lasted 31 years. I'm glad you're sitting right alongside as we watch Bam Adebayo become the new king of the double-double.
That's amazing. I'm so happy to be here to actually watch it. That was amazing. That's really, really amazing. I feel like I'm in a dream. You know, I haven't been 31 years to hold a record is a long time, but every record is meant to be broken, and it couldn't go to a better person.
As fate would have it, with Cicely in the Heat's house, Bam Adebayo's 10th rebound gives him his 222nd career double-double.
There you go. The call last night on FanDuel Sports Sun with Ronnie Cicely in the building.
I know I heard him talk, but I didn't realize he wasn't American.
Lebanese.
Yeah, got it.
You got that from the accent?
I got it from asking Tobin.
Oh, yeah, he knows. He knows.
I'll tell you one guy you can't fat shame. Ronnie Cicely.
No.
He's incredible looking.
Pretty good.
Did you get a little bit of a crush?
Oh, JFig, let me tell you something. Mm. Between him and Pella Larsen yesterday, it was handsome night in the Heat's house.
Oh.
Pella Larsen, my goodness.
Missed him.
I tell you what. That boy can jam.
Oh,
he got some hops.
Who, Pella?
Yeah.
So does Jaime.
Yeah. What was Jaime like?
But Jaime, we get so used to the footwork, the up and unders, the...
Spo was like making noises for Pella last night. He was like, he brings that oomph.
What?
The oomph. Okay. I was like, whoa, calm down, Spo.
I gotta hear
He was getting revved up by intangibles yesterday.
I have to hear that.
Oh, you do it. I'm telling you. His first comment, they're like, Spo, what do you think of Pella Larsen? He goes, Pella Larsen? I was like, whoa.
What's going on?
Eric Spoelstra was beside himself with the hustle of Pella Larsen. Intangibles! And I'm telling you, that fourth quarter where he got the dunk and then the three after, the bench was going crazy for him. Because he had only played 1 minute after the All-Star break. Never gets to play.
Never.
He never gets to play.
Which is amazing. We have more guys who go a week without playing And I'm like,
well, I'll tell you one thing though. The one thing with Pella, this is the funny. This is a funny thing. Yesterday, he's got a little bit of the Duncan Robinson, which is the two for two.
But he does. Listen.
Yeah.
He's a reacher.
Well, this happened. So yesterday, the game is out of hand. But they don't have enough guys to put all young guys in, right?
Right.
So he closed with, I'm trying to remember the lineup, but Pella was the only young guy. I think it was Pella, Haywood, Terry Rozier, Kyle Anderson. Forget the last guy. But it was all. Alec Burks. Huh? It was Burks.
Burks.
So it was a bunch of vets, right? And it's a 24-point game. And they just keep calling Pella for fouls. He started with, he had two fouls going into the fourth quarter. And then he goes, he basically, he gets like, I think, three straight, Leroy. And the great thing about being on the broadcast is you can hear the rim mic. And so you could hear the floor. And you could just see the first time he does it, Kyle Anderson and Alec Burks look at each other. Now, I don't know if they're mad at the ref or Pella, but I think it was a little of both. And they look at each other. They're like, this came to end. Because they were in the bonus for like the last, the Wizards were in the bonus for like the last 4 minutes. And then he does it for the third time. And Kyle Anderson just goes, oh, we're trying to go home. But I don't know if he was saying that to Pella or the refs. I think it was a little of both. Do you have Spo on Pella?
Yeah.
Here's Spo.
Yeah,
about that, because he understands, you know, what his role is. You know, he came in as a role player, an elite role player in college on a very good basketball team, and some people view that as a negative. We viewed it as a real positive, and somebody also has upside still because of his work ethic. He's tenacious, you know, behind the scenes. That's why he's able to stay ready. Is he puts in so much time. It's two or three workouts a day. You have to kick him out of the gym, but he wants to continue to improve. He wants to find ways where he can help. His energy, his defense, his toughness. He puts his face in there on everything.
Wow.
Handsome face.
You know, that's a great start. And then, you know, we're figuring out, you know, he knows how to play off the ball. He's done it his whole, you know, career.
That wasn't even the clip I'm talking about. We'll find it. We got to take a break because we're going to talk to Jameson Olive coming up. But he had one. I think it was probably in just his little game recap answer where he's just like, talking about Pella.
You can sense the smile on his face talking about
him. He was. He's like, oh, I love this. So I don't know. We'll see Pella. We'll take a break. Talk some cats. A little cat talk with Panthers.com. Jameson Olive joining us next. Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Online at HollywoodKia.com. You can see this man's work online at FloridaPanthers.com, a reporter and host for the team's website. Does a fantastic job covering him every single day. We steal a lot of his tweets. He gives us a lot of information. Jameson Olive joining us here on the program. We're going to talk about that thrilling win last night. A lot happening in the world of your Panthers. Jameson, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks for having me. And you guys can steal my tweets anytime.
Really
appreciate that.
Always boots on the ground and always giving us the latest, man. Who were you more impressed with yesterday? If you had to pick one, Alexander Barkov or Sergei Bobrovsky?
Ooh, you know, at this point, I think with Sasha, you know, you're not surprised anymore. Yeah, he can do that any day. He's, you know, a top five player in the NHL in my book, just for what he does at both ends of the ice. So I think for me, it's Bob, just because of that game-saving stop he had at the end, the shorthanded breakaway. That was massive. You know, the Panthers did a great job in front of him. They didn't allow a lot of pucks to get to him, but when they needed the big save, he was there. So in the big moment with the spotlight shining the brightest, you know, Bob came up with that big save. So I'm going to give the win to Bob there.
Yes. Yes, I think so. I agree with that. I made fun of Bob when he first got here because he was giving up a lot of goals. But how important is the defense in front of him? Did it make that much of a difference, or is Bob just more comfortable in what he's doing now? Because they always talk about the defense in front of him. Bob always talks about the defense in front of him. But we all tend to look at Bob.
You know, when you look at that, especially in hockey, you can never have a really great goaltender behind a terrible defense. It typically doesn't happen. It takes both sides. But the fact is, it still does come down to those moments like last night where it's a one-on-one situation. The goaltender's got to be the man. And Bob was the man. And he's been the man the last couple of years here with the Panthers. You know, early on, the Panthers maybe asked that too often of him. I mean, the amount of odd man rushes the Panthers gave up, you know, 4 or 5 years ago compared to right now, it's night and day.
Right.
But, you know, in the playoffs in crunch time, I mean, I go all the way back to 2 years ago, round one against Boston, when he makes that save on Brad Marchand in Boston, which kind of flips that whole series around. He has that power. He has that ability. It's just you can't ask it too much of him. And that's with any goaltender. And the Panthers now have that perfect balance where they play great defense in front of them. But when, you know, a guy does get past them, when Bob's got to be the man, he's the man right now. And it's been so impressive because, like you said, he's been on a roller coaster here ever since he got here with the Panthers. You know, he came in making a big money contract. Things weren't going great right off the bat. He lost his job for a little bit. Let's not forget. He gets it back. And now here he is, the man again, you know, already punched his ticket to the Hall of Fame.
How rare is seven power plays and no goals? How rare is that?
You know, against the Tampa Bay Lightning, I'll say it's very rare because they've had one of the NHL's top power plays for a long time, even without Steven Stamkos. You still have Victor Hedman. You still have Nikita Kucherov, Jake Gensel. You still have some insane weapons on that top unit. So that's really impressive. And, of course, Bob did make some big saves. But when you look at the penalty kill last night, getting those seven kills, it was a lot of Gustav Forsling. It was a lot of Aaron Ekblad. Not just the blocks, but the sticks in the lanes. I mean, Seth Jones also did a great job for just getting thrust into action right away. His stick was great, you know, clogging up the passing lanes, not letting the Lightning get off. The one-timers and the shots they want to get off. So it's rare, and especially against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I think, you know, you go back to what Paul Maurice said after the win last night, the penalty kill won them the game, and that is the fact. And that's not just the PK unit. It's Bob plus the killers in front of them.
We were listening to Paul last week a little bit, and he was saying that, you know, they're getting wins but like he wasn't thrilled with the style that they were playing. So like, were you surprised that that Bill comes out? I mean, we guess we shouldn't be with Zito because he hits home runs, but like, were you surprised that a blockbuster came right after comments like that, that they needed to maybe shake something up or give him a jolt? Because a lot of people were just like, oh man, Spencer Knight's kind of a fan favorite even for being a backup goalie because he's raised by the Panthers, and you know, Seth's obviously credentialed, but this kind of had a lot of people shook that it happened this weekend.
Well, yeah, first going back to those comments, you know, from Paul after the Oilers win is, yeah, he was a lot grumpier than the players were. I think some fans were surprised for him to say, you know, I didn't like much of that game. But I think that's just where the Panthers are at now. They're perfectionists now. You know, they want to be the best of the best every single night. They have a system they want to play. And even if they win, if they're not playing that system, Paul's coming in there. He's cracking the whip. They're watching film and they're getting back to what they need to do. So I think that was more of a one-off than a criticism of the entire team or a stretch of play. I mean, they've been playing so good for the last six plus weeks here defensively. So when you get to the idea of another blockbuster trade, I don't think you can be surprised. It's what Bill Zito does. I mean, he's never afraid to move, you know, pieces of the future, whether it's picks or prospects. It feels like the Panthers are never going to pick in the first round again, and that's just fine. They're getting this elite win now talent. We love that. But it's not surprising. The Panthers know what they're doing, and more than anything, they knew who's going to fit here. They get guys that are getting, you know, not a lot of love where they are currently, whether it was Sam Bennett in Calgary, you know, Brandon Montour and Sam Reinhart in Buffalo, Seth Jones in Chicago. These are guys that were taking a beating from the local media and the local fans on bad teams just because they were, you know, top players on bad teams. The Panthers know that's not what they're going to be when they get here. They know what fits here with the Panthers, and you saw it right away with Seth Jones. I know it was only one game, but he fit in right away, and you love to see that. And I don't even think you can call Bill Zito bold. I just think he's exactly what GMs need to be now. You know, you look at recent Stanley Cup champions, whether it's Vegas, whether it's Colorado, whether it's Tampa, all those teams are the teams that have GMs that have at one point or another taken a big swing and it's paid off. The teams at the bottom of the standings right now are the teams that are hoarding their prospects, that aren't making trades, that aren't really trying to get better in the now. And those are teams like the Sabres that have had great prospects and drafts, but they've been rebuilding on top of the rebuild on top of the rebuild. It's kind of just what they do. So you have to be bold, I think, to be a top team and a top general manager of the NHL these days.
What are the fans, for those who don't watch Seth or haven't watched Seth, what are the Panthers getting with him, Jameson?
They're getting just an elite two-way player. I know things didn't go right in Chicago, but when you're the top defenseman playing 25 minutes a night on one of the worst teams in the NHL, you're going to take a lot of the brunt of that just because you're the guy out there the most, and that's kind of unfair. So now he comes here where he's not playing 25 minutes. He's not the top dog. He's on a decor now with Gustav Forsling. You know, Aaron Ekblad, Nico Mikkel is a great defensive partner for him. He's going to be asked to do a lot less, and for that reason, he's going to flourish, I think. I think, you know, the points are going to tick back up. He's going to be great on the second power play unit. We saw last night he was great on the penalty kill right away, but he's a big man. You know, he's a big goaltender out there with a long stick. He's so good, I think, more than anything, at that first outlet pass. Which the Panthers love. They love to get the puck out of their zone right away, send the action, go in the other way, attack in transition. He's great for that. So he's going to be great defensively. He's going to be great offensively. And the best part is he fills a need not just now this season, but for the next 5 years after this. It is so hard to get top four right shot defensemen in the NHL, especially at a decent price. With Chicago retaining part of his salary, they're only paying him $7 million a year. That's the going rate these days, you know, right now, and it's only going to become a better contract down the road if he keeps up this level of play. So it fit just such a need for the Panthers that would have been so hard to fill otherwise. This isn't a guy that could have found a free agency this upcoming season. They had to get it through a trade. They identified him. They got him. It's a great move.
So Leroy and I got into a heated debate yesterday about the Matthew Tkachuk injury, because obviously I'm very concerned that Matthew Tkachuk
No, he's not.
I'm very concerned that he's injured. Don't say, let me just set it up. Okay. But obviously the team they played last night, you know, famous for cap chicanery when it comes to long-term IR. So how should I feel about this Tkachuk injury? I feel like this is a Panthers team that's going to get to the playoffs just fine. And then, boom, there's Matthew Tkachuk. And Bill Zito mentions the cap space, so I feel like he looks at it as an opportunity where he can... Maybe Matthew could have come back, but why don't we just put him on ice for a little bit and maybe we can make him another move? How should I feel right now with this whole Matthew? Should I be terrified that he's injured? Or is this an opportunity for the Cats to still beef up? Because... this is not something NHL teams have never done before, where they've tried to get their team improved and then get to the playoffs where there's no cap.
You know, it's definitely an opportunity, I think, more than anything. I don't think you need to be too worried about Matthew Tkachuk and his injury. The real problem and the real reason this injury is going to take a while is that it's lower body. And that's what hurts you the most, because you can't get on the ice. And that's what takes the longest time to rehab and get back into the swing of things. We've seen guys with upper body injuries, you know, get back, have two practices, and they're good to go because they've been skating for weeks. So it's going to take a little bit for Matthew Tkachuk to get back on the ice with a lower body injury, which is why the diagnosis is what it is, you know, and we talk about back for the playoffs and things like that. So it's tough to lose him, but I think no team in the NHL maybe is better suited to lose a star player than the Panthers, because you lose Tkachuk, but up front you still got Barkov and Verhaeghe and Reinhardt and so on and so forth. The list goes on. So it's tough, but I think it might benefit Matthew Tkachuk. He's been banged up over the last couple of years. He's sacrificed his body for these back-to-back trips to the finals. Obviously, he had the broken sternum 2 years ago. Last year, he got banged up in the playoffs as well. Came back into this year. Finally, kind of got back to full health, and that's why he was playing so great. But now I think this is one more opportunity for him to rest up here for another, you know, trip back to the final here with the Cats. So not too worried. You know, he's going to tough it out. Whenever his time does come, we know what he's going to bring back to this team. But I think the Panthers are suited to kind of ride this out without him until he's back. And like you said, if he isn't back until the playoffs, the Panthers do have about $8 million in cap to work with here at the trade deadline. It's going to be fascinating to see what they do with that if they do decide to use it. The fact is, now that they have Seth Jones, they really don't have a lot of needs per se, but now they can get into luxuries. They can get into luxuries.
I like luxuries. I like that, Leroy.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
We've gotten into this argument, Leroy. I like luxury trades. We've gotten into this argument because he's never been hurt. Tobin's never had a real injury.
Had dead foot.
He says he had dead foot, which is he sat on a crapper too long and his foot fell asleep. That's it. But he's never had a real injury. And I was trying to explain to him how serious a groin is, because it's connected to everything and you can't do anything. So
especially in hockey when 90% of what you're doing is below the waist.
Right.
Understood.
No, you don't.
No, I understand.
You don't understand how serious it is.
I'm just sitting here and I'm looking at it. I'm like, all right, if I'm Bill Zito, we're like, all right, Matthew could be back April 1st. That's like 6 weeks off. Or he could be back April 20th.
He won't start.
And we can go big game hunting at the deadline. We can make a big swing.
Here's the deal. He may not be on a pair of skates until April. And that's the seriousness of it,
yeah.
Is that because so many muscles are attached to that groin and are affected by that muscle in his groin, it's going to take forever.
Or forever.
And one thing about the Panthers, especially in the Paul Maurice era, is they're not a we'll play this guy when he's 80% or 90%. They're a 100% team,
right?
Because they don't want recurring injuries, especially with how much hockey this team has played and is going to continue to play. So that's another thing. You're not looking at Matthew Tkachuk getting back at 90%. When he's back, he's going to be 100%, unless it's Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. Then he'll tough it out. But they're waiting for Matthew Tkachuk to be at 100% here.
How I guess on the other end of the trade spectrum of this, Jameson Olive joining us here from FloridaPanthers.com. The Spencer Knight era coming to an end. He has an amazing night last night in Chicago. Bittersweet for you, a guy you covered him for a long time. Like, how do you feel that the Panthers kind of move on from this? It's, you know, Bob doesn't look like he's slowing down at any moment. So is there a level of surprise that this whole era comes to an end with Spencer going to Chicago?
I wouldn't say surprised, just because the Panthers don't have a ton of assets to move, just because they've traded a lot of firsts in recent years. And, you know, they want to hold on to a couple of their prospects like Mackie Samuskevich, who's been so good in the top six. So when you look at what they had to move, if you have to make a deal, you have to spend money to make money. And he was one of their bigger assets they could have moved in a deal like this. And a guy that right now is a luxury because Bob is playing so well and Bob is the number one. And, you know, it's always tough. I saw Spencer the first day as a Panther at the draft. You know, I've talked to him for years, from development camps to, you know, rookie camps, to seasons here with the Cats, to, you know, some long in-depth interviews him and I did over the years. He was a great guy, a great pro, and I'm really rooting for him. Everyone is in South Florida. I know the Panthers are as well with the Chicago Blackhawks. This works so well for him. Now he's a young goaltender on a young team that's going to contend a couple years down the road. He's a part of something big now. And, you know, Doug Plagans always likes to say, if you're good in Chicago, you're never paying for a meal again in that city. Like, it's a great place to be good. And I think Spencer will be for a long time there. But the Panthers don't need a goaltender right now. They probably don't need one next year in the last year of Bob's contract. And after that, you worry about it then, because I always believe in the NHL, when if you need a goaltender, you can find a goaltender. There's so few spots, and with the Panthers, you know, they have a goaltending excellence department. Not many teams do. It's led by Roberto Luongo. They've done a great job identifying guys recently, whether it was Alex Lyon, whether it was Anthony Stolarz, who was great last year and is now starting up in Toronto. They know how to find guys, so whenever they do need that guy, I believe they're going to find it. So if you could move Spencer Knight, a luxury for a guy like Seth Jones, who's going to help you in the here and now, chase a cup this year, you know, and of course, 5 years after this, I think you had to make that move.
And how, I guess, what's the confidence level in Chris Drieger? Because he's an old friend. Like, we've had him give some time for the Cats.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back. He's back doing his thing. So do you feel like their confidence is still there in that department because of their familiarity with him?
I think 100%. And of course, like we said, if they do think they need to get even another goaltender, whether it's a third stringer or just another proven pro, they have the cap space to do it right now. So we'll see what they do there. But in terms of Chris Drieger, he was great when he was here. I know it was a while ago, but he put up great numbers. He knows the guys. He knows the facilities. He knows Rob Tallis, the goaltending coach. That goes a long way. So I think the Panthers just, they've seen it firsthand. I know his numbers in the AHL this season aren't what we're used to seeing from him, but you have to believe you bring him up here, you put him behind this team and this defense, he's going to be the Chris Drieger of old. So they have a lot of confidence in him. And, you know, if he does only play the second half of back-to-backs from here on out, or maybe a couple games more than that, he's probably only playing five or six games here down the stretch. That's all the Panthers need from him, and they believe he's a guy that can definitely do that.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. Thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go. We will take a break here on the show.
Why didn't you wink?
What do you mean?
You know damn well what I mean.
Listen, I kind of feel like that was understood, though. Like, the Panthers are going to make a move.
Wink, wink,
no.
Wink.
No, no, no.
No, what do you mean,
no,
dude?
No, see?
You should have
did it.
During the show.
Exactly like you did it during the show.
Why didn't you?
Because I'm not the one that's falling for this nonsense.
I don't understand what you're not falling for. He just said, Marcos, am I wrong here? Did Jameson say he's worried about Matthew Tkachuk or not worried about Matthew
Tkachuk? He's not worried, no, but it's going to take some time.
Which we have. And you want to know what we're going to do with that time?
What's that?
Although, I got to be honest with you. I saw a mock trade for Brady Tkachuk. We'd have to give up Bennett and Ekblad, who I know are probably going to be goners, but those are champs. I don't know how I feel about this.
Ekblad. Bennett and Ekblad?
Yeah, it made a lot of money, you know?
Come on.
And whatever picks we got left, which are not many.
Yeah, what, another Tkachuk, though?
Another Tkachuk, though.
No, but you're going to only have one Tkachuk because you don't know when the other one's coming back. I'm telling you, it's going to be a while.
Yeah, playoffs.
You're taking a lot of liberties.
When you're back to fat shaming, we're back to Tkachuk. I'm giving up Tkachuk for Lent.
Oh.
And then he'll be back. He'll rise up on Easter.
Minus one.
Why?
Dude, I don't like that.
Maybe a little.
What?
That's too much. Yeah.
Minus one.
I'm sorry. Too surprised. Holy for you guys? You want to get filthy with the Panthers?
Oh, no. Do you?
Oh,
this is
the right place. Oh, my goodness. I still think that's you.
Too filthy.
Some people like to Matthew Tkachuk. I like to Matthew K.
Okay, hey. You know what? Nope. Nope. Hey, you know what? You know what, dude? That's it.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.